KO4WWZ. Any station is available for the Q show. Over. KJ4WZM. KO4WWZ. KJ4WZM. KO4WWZ. No contact. KO4WWZ clear.
Louisiana and back, and it was a little pricey. I hit, I think it was 449 a gallon was the most I hit. Most of them were down around 389, somewhere around there. But boy, that one was right on the interstate. They know you didn't have much choice. It's kind of desolate through Alabama there, over.
Roger that. Well, Chief, it's good to hear you. Other stations in here, I hadn't talked to the call signs, but it's good to hear you all, too. Glad to hear somebody on the theater tonight.
Yeah, I was arguing with Layla here. You probably don't know much about that, but Keith does. I had to argue with her a little bit, and I kind of got unfocused. But I've been out here all day just watching the bird feeders, Not a whole lot for me to do, just sit around and inside the house and playing with the radio and then go look at the computer a little bit, try to look up something I figure I might want to know. Did I tell you, Jared, that I, see, this is where old age comes in. I can't remember. Did I tell you I sent W4DJW a message?
Say, we talk since then.
Figured out how to send one, and he answered me, and he said that he said, "Stacy, you're getting through, just fine." So I thought that was pretty neat. You know, you helped me out on how to get there. So I went back and I downloaded that, the one about the APRS, the extensive, off of Yazoo.com. But anyway, I figured out how to do it. Send a message and he answered me, so all that was good. Okay.
Cool, and Keith, don't you have you got a Kenwood, don't you? A D700 or something like that?
On the D700, I've also got that new UV2 Plus, the Anycone. It also does APRS. I don't know if Dave's around, but I tried to hit him while I was out there in Baton Rouge, and don't think I made it. I wasn't hitting the digipeter out there, I think. But yeah, I'm on the 700 now, and I've got the UV2 Plus that also does APRS.
You're asleep out there?
I heard what Keith said, then I didn't hear nothing else. I was just waiting. I thought you were going to come back. I didn't hear anything.
I'm just listening to what Keith had to say. Keith, I don't know if you have to do a double or triple op on those messages when you're that far away from the closest eye gate up here or not. I'm not sure. That's something I really didn't get involved in. I usually kept it to 1-1, 1-2, you know, wide 1, wide 2, whatever it is. But there's a way you can set it so it'll go out further. And that might be the reason. I'm not sure how you had that 700 set there.
Phone out there, and I think it was more a factor of the environment. I was in between two high rises, and the digipeter is not too far away, but I usually run wide 2-2, and it usually gets me out. I think I wasn't hitting the initial node. Over.
Got you. Stacy, are you still hitting that colorful digipeter, or you've hit some other ones now?
What, Jerry? I mean, I don't get it. I'm hitting Carnesville. I'm even hitting out of my mobile now, off of my mobile antenna on 5 watts. And I can go and look, and I go to the static map, and it shows me everywhere I've been. So I'm amazed with that, but I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been looking at a 25-watt mobile amp, but it do 20 up to 40 every which setting. I said, okay, that might be pretty good, but I am hitting them out of my car, so I'm not getting all that, but I hit cars for mostly more than anything else. I don't get it, over.
I don't understand it either, but you're only running 5 watts. And Keith, are you hitting the digipeter close to you up there, or are you hitting the one in for either VDE or whichever one? Or are you hitting another one?
times out of 10, I'll hit that that Carnival one also. That seems to be a favorite of this radio. It's actually closer than anything over Greenville area. And I was going to tell Stacy, too, I think part of the problem might be, I noticed during the day, I can beacon, and a lot of times it won't come back to me because there's so much activity on. I guess you get drowned out by somebody else. I used to have mine set to beacon every 30 minutes, and I was like, you know, this is a fixed station, so it never moves, so I'll just manually beacon it every now and then. Go ahead, Stacy.
Well, I got mine set on every 5 minutes. If you're traveling in the car, it says 3, but, you know, if you stationary, whatever, every 5 minutes. But, you know, I'm like, well, doggone, it seems like if the farther I can get away, it will hit one. So I, you know, out of the mobile. So I ain't really sure, but sitting here at the house, I'll hit Carnesville most time, and then all of a sudden, I'll hit one in Clemson. So, but it's all, and sometimes I'll hit it 10 times in a row, and then I won't hit it again the rest of the night. So I don't know how that goes. But I really enjoyed this radio about doing that. Over.
Chandler, are you still out there? Didn't mean to bleak you out. We started geeking out over the APRS stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm actually looking at my DX engineering catalog. I'm looking at some 10-meter 440 directional antennas.
We should look into some of that for this Yeah, it's been kind of weird on what you can get and when you get it. And Jerry, I was going to tell you, I ran digital all the way out there, which I had done before, and never had any issues with it. And I got out there and checked the map, and I didn't hit the first thing, so I've got something wrong with my digital. The analog, I verified before I left the hotel, and ran it all the way back home, and did not get the first hit, so, I don't know what's up, but I was using just the HT with a long whip on the inside of the truck, so it wasn't getting out very far. Can 4 CHY, go ahead, Jerry.
Right then, all I know is I haven't had a lot of success with these star repeaters, but I have picked them up, you know, from time to time. But you have to be pretty close, unless it's one, you know, I think there's a D-Star, for instance, and some of these other ones, like on top of Stone Mountain, where the, you know, is Alpha Radio Club is. I think they got a repeater, a couple of repeaters up there, and one on, you know, one at Bank America building downtown Atlanta. Unless you get them real high, they just don't, you know, you don't get quite the distance out of them. I know I was talking to Roger, you know, N5CSA, and he can get into the Greenwood machine sometimes, but, you know, I've never been able to get into the D-Star machine in Clemson. It's the same site where that APRS digit gate is. And I can receive that I-gate, but very few times was I able to get digipeated through it, and I think it's just because of my location and I'm, you know, just not very high above terrain.
And, now I was going through DMR on Brandmeister, and what it is, I've got a MDUV380 set up, and it works, but I didn't have it with me, and I thought I had this Anytone set up right, and apparently I've still got something I need to look into. But as long as I got a connection for my hotspot, then I can get out. Did a trip down to the farm and ran it, you know, down there and back, and And yeah, it was like, you know, every 3 minutes I had another 4 ill.
I should know the DMR. That MD380 is a good radio too. Actually, I know you got a DMR radio, don't you?
Got two of them. But what I was going to ask you, I got three of them. But what I was going to ask you, Jerry, what about the fusion on this radio here? What's the deal on? I mean, I don't even know. Is that you got to have a hotspot to do it, or are there any fusion repeaters? Or I mean, what is the deal?
Fusion repeaters in the area, and because you're getting that Carnesville machine. I mean, Carnesville, I get the Livonia repeater. They have a repeater in Livonia. It's a fusion repeater. It does analog in fusion. And I've hit it before with it. I don't seem like I hit it with 25 watts before. But I have used fusion on a hotspot before, too. And I mean, it's just, to me, it's just another digital mode. I don't know whether... I mean, you got to have a, I don't know, I didn't get that deeply involved in it, but you got to have there's nodes and stuff you can get into, but you really got to have a whole separate setup to a PC in order to get into some of those WireX rooms, I think. But that radio will work. I mean, you just set it up, you can get it to the, you can get that Livonia repeater and put in analog and change it and you can have that radio set up where it'll do analog where it listens. If there's a fusion repeater on, it comes in fusion and it comes out on the same frequency as analog too. Excuse me.
Hey, all that's good, Keith. Did you hear all that? Over.
Got the menus handy, I don't. Yeah, and I was going to correct you on that two radio thing. Yeah, you do have three. And I think this one's ready to go again, but you're not ready to go with it, so. But all the PRN repeaters looked like they were fine, and it was just that one disconnect thing in the open spot zone. And then I did find where you set the power-up zone, so I got that fixed, too. So it should be good to go once you get another open spot open.
Oh, good deal. N4OVQ. Well, does that... So if I get another open spot, as far as the open spot site, has anything got to be changed, or is that just going to... kind of go on through, though.
Should be pretty easy that you've got a fusion radio. I've done it on cross mode DMR diffusion, but it involves setting up another profile in the open spot, which you'd have to do anyway because you're going to be switching between DMR and fusion. So, yeah, you just create another profile in the open spot. Instead of doing DMR, you do fusion on it. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to get going. Go ahead, Jerry.
On a Pi-Star, I did through a hotspot, I did through a Pi-Star, and I could just check off the modes that I can use. But of course, you can't with a D-Star radio. You can't cross mode like you can on an open spot. But the fusion, I mean, you hear a lot of people, they hear a lot of the same people on fusion that you hear on D-Star, a lot of them. Yeah, but it just got, you know, they got rooms and stuff, too. It's just a little, to me, it's a little different than DMR, and it's a lot different than D-Star is. D-Star, yeah, that's what I'm accustomed to, I'm more used to it, and it's a little easier for me to use. Fusion was very similar though. You got just like reflectors on D-Star or rooms or groups like on DMR, you got the same setup on fusion as you do on the other digital modes.
I've not done any D-Star because we don't have a D-Star radio. That's the only thing the open spot can't do, you can't cross mode to D-Star. If you have a D-Star radio, you can cross mode to anything else. And, you know, do D-Star. But, yeah, I don't have a D-Star radio at the moment.
Well, with ICOM, the D-Star, you know, it shows location, positions, and stuff like that. They've got a, instead of APRS, it's got DPRS, which does a similar function to APRS, but it's not the same. It may not show up on the APRS map. Just because of the way the thing's set up. It's kind of, the whole thing's weird. I don't know why ICOM does it that way. I think just because that's the way they do it in Japan. You know, kind of, it's kind of the same way you do with the DMR APRS, but the DMR APRS is a lot easier to set up than getting it reliable on D-Star. But D-Star does, you know, does position reporting too. And if, for instance, if I hit a, if somebody keys up a reflector and I, you know, ka-chunks a reflector, I hear it, I see the call sign, and I see the GPS coordinates too at the same time.
Kind of cool. Yeah, I think I mentioned it to you before. I don't know why they didn't put D-Star in the 7300, but there it is. I'd sure like to have one of those little ones like you got over.
I thought I made a major mistake, but now the longer I've had it, and I don't do a lot of D-Star. I like to listen to it. I hear some of my friends down in South Georgia that I went to school with. I got one or two of those guys out here every once in a while, and I got a couple of guys in England you can direct a call directly to somebody through D-Star and send pictures and stuff like that. So it's a pretty good mode. And you know, all the radio companies, with exception of Kenwood, Kenwood's the only one that, you know, took up D-Star on the D-74. I mean, excuse me, took up D-Star on the D-74, but everybody else ignored it because they had their own little proprietary brands of it, I guess. And that's kind of the way that goes.
I may eventually have one of the 705s. Boy, it'd be, you know, when we start camping, that sure be a lot more convenient than hauling a 7300 and an 857. And but those two are, you know, also full power radios. So, yeah, it's
going to
be a tough decision.
I had to sneeze. My nose is just running again now. I went outside a little earlier and must have got some more pollen choked up. Yeah, that's the deal, is most people don't like working with 10 watts, but it does a lot of things. It's not a lot of people run amplifiers with them, and I don't necessarily get that. I think I'd just get a 7300 if I wanted to run full power. But it does have the... It does have the beauty, of course, it'll D-Star on any band, and there's some makeshift bands that you know, they have nets on. I mean, just have where people can talk on D-Star. There's actually one satellite, too, AO27. You can operate D-Star through it as well. But it's a handy little rest. Life, for one thing, there was a couple of bands I could carry it if I wanted to go somewhere. It's just got a single BNC connector, so you gotta have a, if you run more than one antenna type, you gotta have a duplex or something like that. But I can take this, that four and a half amp battery I got, and I can run it for 2 or 3 days like that.
Very cool, and, you know, man, I like that it's HF and got VHF and VHF in it, too. Just a handy all-in-one little unit. Yeah, and I hadn't looked into amplifiers. Were they making one specific for 705?
They're not necessarily designed for it, but I've seen some guys buy some from outside the U.S. that are, you know, some HF amplifiers, but they're not cheap for one thing. And also, you have to keep in mind, this thing's got doesn't have a metal case like a 7300 does. So, you know, any high-level RF is probably going to get into it somehow. If you were going to run, say, 50 watts or something like that, you get the amplifier far enough away from it, I don't think it bought. But whenever you key that amplifier up, it may generate enough RF to get back in the radio. I haven't had that problem running 10 watts, but And I haven't had any trouble with other radios. I'm running 50 watts on other radios around it, but that don't mean that you won't have trouble with it when you start running, 300 or 400 watts like some of these guys are running.
I'll tell you, I'd about be satisfied if they do an in-house, like, 100 water, to get it from 10 up to basically full power. Wouldn't need much more than that out on the road like that. Go ahead, Casey.
Well, I was talking about a while ago, N4OVQ. I'm not talking about this Yaesu radio using with the open spot. I'm talking about with the TYTs. Are they going to be any, if I get the new one, the open spot 4, are they going to be a whole lot about changing anything in the program?
Then it'll be just like it was before, and then if you want to do fusion, then just set up another profile to do fusion, and then if you want to do fusion to DMR, set up another profile for that. That way you can use the fusion radio on DMR also.
Is that something you think that you could do, or... I mean, I know you understand. I don't know nothing about making a profile, but I guess you do, though.
I've done it once before on mine. Like I said, I've gone DMR to fusion, so I've got another profile for that. It's been, 4 years now, but I'm sure once I get back in there, I can figure it out.
Okay, well, it's all good. I guess when we get down to it, once I get over the spot, we'll go from there and try to work with something. But anyway, I'm still sitting here watching the bird feeder. I think all the birds about gone to sleep.
A little bit, for sure. I'm going to have to get off in a little bit. I'm getting all tripped with this pollen or something, I guess. Good talking to you guys, though, and catch you a little bit later on. But I'm interested in oil as open as possible. I hear a lot of guys on D-Star running them on, these truckers running them on their D-Star radios. And I about choked when I saw how expensive they were. I had no idea those things were that expensive, N4DJC.
We're both running the original version, and I've skipped the 2 and 3, and Stacy had an incident with his, and it kind of scared me straight. So I'm going to go ahead and get the 4. That way I have a backup in case I'm out. But yeah, they are expensive, but this one I've had almost ever since I've been a ham. And I set it up once, and it acts like an appliance. You just never have to touch it. It just works. So I really like that about it. Kind of winds up in the open spot. I know they're expensive, but if the first one is any indication, they're just rock solid. Yeah, we probably need to be clearing out of here pretty quick anyway. We've got a net coming up. Shot in 20 minutes there. Over.
Just check everybody. The people I know have those open spots, sure did like them, and may have to give it a try since they look to be pretty portable too. And Stacy, you don't need to go to sleep yet, but you can take a nap if you want to. I'm gonna clear out of here. Good talking to you guys, and catch you a little bit later on. 73 to both of you. And 4DJC clear.
Jerry, hey, always good to talk to you, brother. We just got hooking up here lately. I appreciate all your help. And matter of fact, I just had a phone call. Got a friend of mine coming. He gonna run by here. And but anyway, N4DJC and KM4CHY. I'll talk to y'all later. N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
Jerry, good talking to both of you. We'll catch y'all a little later. Y'all have a good night, both of you, and we'll hang around for the net. KO4WWZ, KN4CHY, you still there, Chandler? that deep into that DX engineering catalog. K4CHY, I'll be clear and listening.